Sefer Tehillim with the commentary of Ma'am Loez by Rabbi Shmuel Yushalmi. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or for any of our Torah lectures online at EnglishTorahTapes.com. And also may the learning of Torah be a merit for the memory of Aaron Fuchs and Shimon and Hinda Manila of blessed memory. We are holding in chapter 37, Pasuk 3, I'm going to repeat the Pasuk. V'tach b'Hashem b'asei tov shechon eretz u'rei emunah. Trust in Hashem and do good, dwell in the land and cherish in faithfulness. The Medrash says, trust in Hashem and do good, says Hashem to David. If you see that I benefit the wicked, let not your heart fret over this. Continue to do good. This medrash is a call for repentance, as it says, forgive all iniquity and accept that which is good. A pasuk in Hosea. If I bestow my beneficence upon the wicked, I will assuredly do even more for you who have trusted in me, who occupy yourselves with the Torah, and who practice justice and charity. I will surely grant you the good. Some say, trust in Hashem to help you fulfill the mitzvahs. To do good, even when one lacks the efficient knowledge, Hashem will help him fulfill the commandments properly. Compare David to a laborer who all his life toiled for the king who was never paid. He worried constantly about receiving compensation for his work. On occasion, the king hired another laborer for a single day, whom he plied with food and drink and then paid him in full. The steady worker thought to himself, if that one who worked only a single day has received all this, I, who have worked so long and so faithfully, will assuredly be rewarded. From then on, he rejoiced in his heart. Similarly, David says, you have put gladness in my heart, since when their grain and their wine will increase. When was my heart glad? It was when I saw the great benefits that you bestowed upon the wicked. Said Rabbi Lezer, by observing the peace and well-being of the wicked in this world, we can come to know the reward of the righteous in the world to come. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4, V'is'anag al Hashem v'yitei nechom v'is'alos libecha. Also delight yourself in Hashem, and He will give you the petitions of your heart. When you will do all that I've commanded, you will delight yourself in Hashem. You will find pleasure in all that you desire, for He will give you the petitions of your heart. Another interpretation says, then you will delight yourself in the world to come, and He will give you the petitions of your heart also in this world. In matters of this world, if you want to enjoy money, endeavor to use your possessions for a holy cause, then you will delight yourself. It is otherwise if you desire only to find pleasure in the things of this world. Thus our sages teach, when the Torah warns, you should not make for yourself molten gods, as found in the Chumash Shemos. This also means gods of metal, of silver and gold that men crave. There is an allusion here to the joy of performing a mitzvah. One receives a good reward in this world as well. Then you will delight yourself in Hashem. You will be granted spiritual delight without having to ask for it. Hashem on His own will give you the petitions of your heart. Pasuk Hey, Pasuk 5. Gol al Hashem darkecho uvitach olav uhu yaseh. Commit your way to Hashem, trust also in Him, and He will bring it to pass. If you have fulfilled all that I said, yet find that you do not behold the good in your life, do not despair. Commit your way to Hashem, trust also in Him, and He will bring it to pass. Pray to Him, and through supplication will your way be turned from bad to good, for prayer and trust will be joined. Endeavor that the beginning of your way be for the sake of heaven, for then nothing in nature can go against you. Hashem will turn events ultimately in your favor. David is speaking from his own experience, referring to the time he ventured forth against Goliath to sanctify Hashem's name. Goliath ridiculed David when he saw him approach without armor or weapons, as it says, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? But David answered, you come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, and I come to you in the name of Hashem of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted, as we find this in Shmuel Aleph. In the end, he was victorious. commit your way to Hashem, trust also in Him, and He will bring it to pass. In physical matters too, strive for the sake of heaven. Examine every deed. Ask yourself if it is desirable in the eyes of God. Thus the Torah says, cast you up, clear the way, a pasuk that is found in Sefer Yeshayahu. See to it that the path leading up to the house of God be clear of outside motives. If you protest that the evil inclination keeps you from Hashem, I say to you, trust also in Him, and He will bring it to pass. For a man who wants to be purified is helped from on high. The term goal is also interpreted as reveal from the root gola, and the present pasuk is read, reveal the meditations of your heart to the Hashem fully and truthfully, and then you can be assured that He will bring it to pass. Compare it to a physician treating a patient. At the very outset, the patient had to tell him everything, and only then the physician proceeded with the appropriate treatment. Similarly, you must possess the potential for compassion and justice before it can become actual. Another interpretation says He will bring to pass without the need for your intercession. As it says, there are many devices in a man's heart, but the counsel of Hashem will stand. Pasuk that's found in Mishlei. Though a man try his hardest and have many wonderful ideas, there is no guarantee it will come to pass. The counsel of Hashem comes true all on his own, without intervention on any man's part. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6, V'hoyticha or tzidkecha mishpatecha katzaroyim, and He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment like the noonday. Hashem will reward you for your righteousness, that is, for all you do out of the excellence of your character. The reward will be great and continue to increase like sunlight that begins on the horizon and continues to grow towards the brightness of the noon. He will also reward you for your judgment, that is, for everything that you do as prescribed by Torah law. Here too your reward will be great, but it will keep diminishing even as the bright noonday sunlight then diminishes in intensity during the rest of the day. In other words, because righteousness and charitableness suppress the obligatory minimum duties established by Torah law, the reward for those is correspondingly greater. Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk 7. Dom LaHashem v'hischolel lo al tizchar v'masliach darko v'ish osem zimus. Rest silently in Hashem and bear patiently in for Him. Do not fret yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who accomplished his wicked devices. Dom LaHashem, rest in Hashem, wait for His deliverance. Some say the dom means to keep silent, hence v'hischolel lo, wait patiently, trusting in Him. Others say that His cholelo means to bear suffering for His sake. If you have not beheld the good, though you have been righteous, do not resign hope. Continue to rest silently in Hashem with hope, and bear patiently sickness and suffering for His sake. Do not fret yourself with envy of Him who prospers in His way because of the man who accomplishes wicked devices. Do not learn from his evil ways. If your petitions have not been granted, do not question and doubt the attributes of Hashem. Keep silent as Aaron stayed silent when his sons died, as we find in Chumash Vayikra. Thus the sages teach, honor Hashem with your substance, so your barns will be filled with plenty. But even if you do not come to merit so much, my son, do not despise the chastening of Hashem, a pasuk that is found in Mishlei, accepted as punishment and admonition. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Heref me'af ve'azov chemo al tizchar af lo'horeya. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret yourself, it comes to no good. Cease from anger, do not be so overcome by anger that you utter a challenge against Hashem to demand why the wicked prosper and the righteous suffer. Forsake wrath, do not fret yourself, it comes to no good. Do not compete with the wicked man to emulate his wickedness, hoping to prosper. For all their success, in the end, the wicked will be cut off. But those that wait for Hashem, they will inherit the land. A different reading of the pasuk yields the interpretation, remove the trait of anger from yourself, since all I ask of you is that you do not compete to do evil. as it says in Chumash Bamidbar, only do not rebel against Hashem. If life is not as you desire it to be, do not rage against Hashem, for that is the way of those who commit iniquity. As it says, the foolishness of man perverts his way, and his heart frets against Hashem. It's a pasuk that is found in Mishlei. Pasuk Tes, Ki mereyim yukoresum v'kovei Hashem heima yirshu arz. The evildoers will be cut off, but those that wait for Hashem, they will inherit the land. Those whom you now see in prosperity will in the end be cut off. But those that wait for Hashem, they will inherit the land. As it says, the wicked one will prepare, and the righteous one will wear. A pasuk that's found in Iyov. If a man is worthy, he receives his own and the other's portion in the Garden of Eden. Pasuk Yud. The old mi'at ve'in rashiv is bonanto al makomo ve'nenu. Yet also in a little while, and the wicked is no more. Yes, you will look well at his place, and he is not. Wait a little longer, and you will see that the wicked is no more. You will look well at his place, and he is no more. He died and perished. Although you see him sitting down to eat and drink, and all the good things are in his possession, know that he has already ceased being in the world. In your mind's eye, you can truly see that he's not in the world. As it says, the wicked while living are called dead men. Truly there's no place for the wicked in the world. As Shlomo Melch said, the righteous will never be moved, but the wicked will not inhabit the earth. Pasuk is found in Mishlei. The tzaddik has his proper place of residence in the world, but the wicked merely appear to occupy a place in the world. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11, V'yanovim yirshu oretz v'sangu al roiv shalom. But the humble will inherit the earth, the land, and delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked will not remain in their places, but the humble will inherit the earth. Because the humble are content with what they have, and do not ask for more, they are blessed by Shem to inherit the earth and delight themselves. This is an indication of their perfection, Shlemus. As it says, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor, possess you the sea and the south. A pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. The man who is content with his portion is content with the sea and the largely barren south of the land of Israel. But the man who craves riches dies without having satisfied even half his craving. The humble will inherit the earth also in this world. As it says, many are the ills of the righteous man, but Hashem saves him from all of them. This pasuk alludes to the Jewish people who will inherit the land of Israel after the war of Gog and Magog. Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk 12. Zomeim rosho latzadik v'chorek olav shinov. The wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes at him with his teeth. The wicked man devises evil schemes against the tzaddik. He gnashes at him with his teeth out of hatred and anger. This is characteristic of a bitter enemy. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk 13. Adonai yishak lo ki ro'o ki yavo yomo. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The Lord laughs at him, for he knows the end of the evildoer. He sees that his day, the day of his collapse, is coming. The evildoer gnashes his teeth against the tzaddik, but Hashem knows that his day is coming to be placed in the ground. His bright day will set like the setting of the sun. Pasuk Yudalit, Pasuk 14. Cherev paskul rishoyim. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay such as are upright in the way. The wicked do not remain content with maligning the tzaddik, but want to remove him from the world by the sword. However, measure for measure, because the wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy, their sword will enter into their own heart, and their bows will be broken, as we'll learn in the next pasuk. The singer depicts the wicked as preparing an array of weapons to kill from afar, their bow to slay the upright in their way, and from near the sword to cast down the poor and needy. Some interpret cheref paschu to mean sharpening and honing of the sword, as in, O sword, O sword, keen edge, furbished for the slaughter. Pasuk is found in Sefer Yecheskel. Pasuk Tesvav, Pasuk 15.
Charbam Tovo Belibam Bekasher Sulsam Tishavarna. Their sword will enter into their own heart, and their bows will be broken. The singer depicts the downfall of the wicked, who come with their bows and swords to smite and kill the righteous. When they draw the bow against those who are upright in their way, it will snap and strike them in the face. As they crouch in pain, the sword will enter into their own heart. The unsheathed sword at their side, which they had prepared for others, will enter their hearts and kill them. Pasuk Tezayin, Pasuk 16. Tov mi'at latzadik mi'hamon mishorim rabim. Better is the little that the righteous one has than the abundance of the many wicked. The little help that a tzaddik receives from Hashem is more satisfying to him than the abundance, the ample help that the many wicked provide to one another when together. The tzaddik rejoices with the little that he has in this world, but the wicked remain with their discontent after amassing fortunes. They continue to seek more. As it says, the righteous one eats to the satisfaction of his desire, but the belly of the wicked will want. It's a pasuk that's found in Mishlei. When the wicked amass fortunes, they grow arrogant. As a result, they are slain by those who rebel against them. Some interpret Hamon as mammon, money, as in he that loves abundance, the Hamon will not increase. It's a pasuk that's found in Sefer Kehelis. Others translate Hamon as from increase. Better is a little that the righteous one has than the abundance of many wicked. The tzaddik is content with little, but the wicked man always wants more than the abundance already in his possession. Thus our sages have taught, one who increases possessions increases worry. When he owns 1,000, he wants another 1,000. If he has 10,000, he lusts for another 10,000. Only half his ambition is within his grasp at any one time. This is conveyed in the word mammon, since the name of every letter in it is the same letter doubled, mem, mem, vav, vav, nun, nun. That is to say, no matter how much money a person has in his possession, he wants twice as much. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pasuk 17. Ki zero os rishoim tishovarna v'somech tzadikim Hashem. For the arms of the wicked will be broken, but Hashem upholds the righteous. The arms of the wicked will be broken to deprive them of the power to harm the righteous, and Hashem upholds the righteous to save them from falling victim to the sword of the wicked. Pasuk Yud Ches, Pasuk 18. Yodeya Hashem Yemei Samimim Nachlosam Leolam Tia. Hashem knows the days of them that are wholehearted, and their inheritance will be forever. Hashem knows the deeds accomplished by the righteous in their days, and therefore their inheritance and reward will be forever. Hashem watches that their days be lengthened, and that they should receive the good that they deserve. Similarly, David said earlier, Hashem knows well the way of the righteous. Their well-being will not cease, but will continue forever. The wholehearted spend all their days raising their children to Torah study and fulfillment of the mitzvah, so that their inheritance will be forever. As it says, Lo, children are a heritage of Hashem, therefore they will not be ashamed in the time of evil, and in the days of famine they will be satisfied. Hashem knows he is pleased with the days of them that are wholehearted. Similarly says, For I have known him. The Pasuk found the Chumash Precious, that is, I have been pleased with him, but he hates the days when evildoers exist. Their inheritance will be forever. Something of the inheritance of the righteous will endure forever, namely that which they will leave after them as a legacy for their children and children's children. One can also interpret their inheritance as referring to the five things which, according to the Talmud, a father bequeaths to his sons: beauty, strength, wealth, wisdom, and years of life. Our sages teach, just as they are wholehearted, so are their years whole. That is to say, the righteous complete their task and attain individual perfection in exactly the number of days that they live. But this world is merely a corridor leading to the palace, the world to come, and the more quickly the righteous get there, the better it is for them. Having said earlier that Hashem upholds the righteous, as we learned in the previous pasuk, David explains why we nonetheless see tzaddikim afflicted by suffering. It is that Hashem knows the days of them that are wholehearted. He gives them days when they can sanctify themselves, and as a result they live and endure forever. Hence, knows here means causes a flow of holiness, as in, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. It's a pasuk that's found in Sefer Amos. A subtle interpretation is based on the interpretation of Yudea as afflicting, as in, and he took the elders of the city and the thorns of the wilderness and briars, and with them he afflicted the men of Sukkot. It's a pasuk that's found in Sefer Shoftim. Hashem brings suffering and breakdown upon the righteous in order that their inheritance will be forever. But the wicked are like the fat lambs that are fattened in this world, to pass away in smoke. Pasuk Yotes, Lo Yevoshu Be'ez Ro'o Vime Ro'ovan Yusbo'u. They will not be ashamed in the time of evil, and in the days of famine they will be satisfied. They will not be ashamed in the time of evil for the wicked. The righteous will not be afraid that the same evil would befall them. Moreover, in the days of famine for the wicked, they will be satisfied. Pasuk Chav, Pasuk 20. Ki Rishoim Yovedu Ve'oyve Hashem Kikar Korim Kolu Ve'oshon Kolu. For the wicked will perish, and the enemies of Hashem will be as the fat lambs. They will pass away in smoke. They will pass away. They will be like the fat meat of lambs roasted on the fire, but with this difference, they will not be removed from the fire, but will pass away in smoke. Or else the pasuk here compares the wicked to the paschal lamb eaten by the Jews in Egypt as roast with fire, its head with its legs and with its inwards, as we find in Chumash Shemos. Some interpret the words kikar korim as the light of morning that appears on the horizon but then recedes rapidly. Thus we find the expressions or yukoros, bright light, a pasuk that's found in Zechariah, and kor nachav, large pastures, another pasuk that's found in Yishayahu. Pasuk chav aleph, pasuk 21. Loi v'roshe v'lo yishalem, tzadik v'chonein v'nosein. The wicked one borrows and does not pay, but the righteous one deals graciously and gives. Here David depicts some traits of the wicked man. Specifically, he borrows and does not pay. This sets him apart from the tzaddik who deals graciously and gives. The wicked man not only does not give what is his own, but he borrows from others and does not pay back. The righteous man not only does not take of what belongs to others, but he deals graciously and gives of his own. Needless to say, that he will always pay back what he borrows. Accordingly, it is fitting, measure for measure, that God recompenses the tzaddik with loving kindness and saves him from evil. This is not so for the wicked. The wicked man not only does not dispense to the needy out of his possessions, but he borrows and does not pay back what he took from others. In contrast, the righteous one deals graciously and gives. He sustains the needy with words of consolation and encouragement, and also gives tangibly from his own. Thus the prophet says, is it not to deal your bread to the hungry, and that you bring the poor that are cast out to your house, a pasuk that is found in Yishayahu. Indeed, greater is the reward of him who consoles the needy than the reward of him who gives them charity. Pasuk Chav Beis, Pasuk 22, Kim Vorochav Yishu Orizim Kulolav Yikoresim. For such as are blessed of him will inherit the land, and they that are cursed of him will be cut off. So immensely great is the power of the righteous, that those whom they bless remain blessed, and those whom they curse are cut off. For Hashem confirms the word of his servant, and he performs the counsel of his messengers, a pasuk that is found in Sefer Yishayahu. Pasuk Chav Gimel, Pasuk 23, Hashem is Ade Gever Kol Nu V'Darko Yechpas. It is of Hashem that a man's goings are established, and he delights in his way. Accordingly, David continues to speak of the greatness of divine supervision over the righteous man. Hashem watches his movements to keep his steps from going astray, and he delights in his way. In another sense, Hashem delights in his way which is straight, free of twist, so that tzaddik will not stumble over obstacles. Some say, on high it is decreed how many steps a man will take in his lifetime, but not where he will go. He is free to choose if he will go to perform a mitzvah or to do the opposite. Accordingly, the present pasuk says, it is of Hashem that a man's goings are established, but his way is as he wishes. Others say Hashem puts the idea into a man's heart to go to a certain place, but he does not know it, and he goes there as if by his own choosing. In reality, however, he wants his way. Hashem wants this man there in order to rectify something that is concealed from him. Pasuk Chav Dalet, Pasuk 24. Ki yipol lo yutol ki Hashem somech yado. Though he fall, he will not be utterly cast down, for Hashem upholds his hand. If the righteous man does fall, after all, he will not be utterly cast down. He will not fall all the way to the bottom, for Hashem upholds his hand. When one begins to fall, he reaches out with his hand to touch the nearest wall to stop himself from hitting the ground. Similarly, Hashem provides support for the righteous. Figuratively, Hashem upholds his hand to save him from every evil thing. Even if the tzaddik does on occasion fall all the way down, he will not be utterly cast down. He will not be left lying on the ground. It is otherwise regarding the wicked, of whom it says that they will fall and never rise again, a pasuk that is found in Amos. Another interpretation says, though he fall, it will not be a hard, painful fall. He will not fall as one who has been pushed. Regarding the wicked, however, David said earlier, there are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are thrust down and are not able to rise. When the wicked man tries to make the tzaddik fall, Hashem upholds the wicked man's hand to prevent him from doing so. Pasuk Chaf Hei, Pasuk 25. Na'ar hoyisi gam zakanti v'lo reisi tzaddik nezo v'zaro mevakesh lochem. I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. David says that the righteous one deals graciously and gives all day long, but do not fear that this will make him poor, that Hashem will then forsake him and his children will have to go from door to door begging for bread. Not so, for I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. As the Torah says elsewhere, for I will not leave you, as a pasuk that's found in Chumash Bereishis. A subtle interpretation says that the pasuk alludes to the acquisition of wisdom. Thus our sages define an old man as someone who has acquired wisdom. The opposite is true of the simpleton, as it says, yes, gray hairs are here and there upon him, and he knows it not, pasuk Nosheya. Accordingly, the Torah says here, I have been young, and now I am old. I have become wise, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. The sages also adduce the following interpretation. Even when his children go begging for bread, I have not seen that on this account the righteous man should forsake his fear of Hashem. Pasuk Chavav, Pasuk 26. Kol hayom chonein u'malve v'zara livrocho. All the day long he deals graciously and lends in his seed his bliss. The present pasuk continues the same thought. Granted that the righteous man who shares his possessions will not be forsaken and the seed will not go begging for bread, but assuredly he will not be wealthy. The answer is because all the day long he deals graciously and lends his seed his bliss. Compare it to flinging seed on the ground during sowing. In the end they will bring a blessing. Thus it says about sowing charity, sow to yourselves according to charitableness, reap according to loving kindness. A pasuk that's found in Hosea. To be loving and kind is superior to being charitable. Pasuk of Zion, Pasuk 27. Sur meiro v'asei tov u'shachon la'olam. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. The singer speaks to those who heed his admonition, depart from evil and do good. The end is good for the righteous and bad for the wicked, so consider well. Depart from evil and do good, and you will then dwell forevermore in security and plenty. Positive commandments are included in the good, and the negative commandments pertain to the evil. Accordingly, the scripture says, depart from evil and do good. However, do not be content with only one good deed. Dwell forevermore with the good, and you will merit a goodly reward from Hashem who loves justice. Pasuk Chav Ches, Pasuk 28. Ki Hashem ohev mishpat lo yazov es chasidov la'olam nishmoru v'zera rishoyim nichras. Hashem loves justice and does not forsake his pious ones. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked will be cut off. Hashem loves the man who conforms his words to justice and whose conduct is upright. He does not forsake his pious ones. They are preserved forever. It is otherwise regarding the seed of the wicked who are cut off. When a man loves justice, in the end he attains the level of piety. That is to say, his conduct goes beyond the requirements of the law. Because the Hashem loves justice, he arranges that in the end the righteous will inherit the portion of the wicked whose seed are cut off. Pasuk 29. Tzadikim yirshu oretz veyishkenu la'ad oleha. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell therein forever. Pasuk lamed pi tzadik yager chochmol v'shono tedaber mishpat. The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom and his tongue speaks justice. The singer continues to extol the tzadik who not only deals graciously and gives of his own money to others in need, but also dispenses of his wisdom to everyone and teaches them to follow the good path in life. Thus he says, the mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. He instructs all men to deal uprightly, and by personal example shows that it is not enough for a man to perfect only himself. He must endeavor to perfect others by words of wisdom and by teaching justice. Please turn tape over to side B. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Pasuk 31. Toras Elokov Belibo Loi Simad Ashurov. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps falter. Regarding the righteous man whose mouth utters wisdom and his tongue speaks justice, David says, the law of his God is in his heart. His hands, his deeds are as his heart, his inner self as his outer self. Therefore, none of his steps falter. If God's Torah is within a man's heart, and in purity of motive he desires to fulfill all the mitzvahs, he is rewarded prior to actually having fulfilled them. His reward is that none of his steps falter. The law of his God is in his heart. Our sages teach, so long as the words of the Torah continue to enter men's hearts and to remain there, the Yetzer Hara does not rule them. A king traveling through the desert came upon a palace with empty chambers. He entered the palace and made it his home. Similarly, the evil inclination finds a heaven with those who are not ruled by the words of the Torah. No one can extirpate it. The law of Hashem is in his heart. The Torah cannot be apprehended by the senses, but by the heart, the mind. The senses are for sensing, and the heart, the mind, is for knowing the Torah. The Pasuk also speaks of the way a person becomes erudited in the Torah. In the beginning, the mouth of the righteous man utters wisdom. He studies halacha in depth according to his capacity. Then his tongue speaks justice. He delves into decisions of the poskim in order to discover how they apply the halacha. Following this stage, when he is complete in the knowledge of the historic and explicit part of the Torah, the teaching of his Hashem, the exoteric teaching, is in his heart. He studies the hidden wisdom whose essence is in the heart. It remains inexplicit. The result is that none of his steps falter. A man will not go astray if he adheres to this prescribed order of study. Pasuk Lamed Beis, Pasuk 32. So for Rosh Latzadik Mavakesh Lahamiso, the wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The wicked man is always looking for ways to kill and destroy the righteous man, for he is envious of him and does not want to see him ascend higher and higher. Some see a reference to Moshe, as it says, Paro sought to slay Moshe, but Moshe fled from the face of Paro. Pasuk is found in Chumash Shemos. According to the Medrash, Paro seized Moshe and wanted to behead him, but his neck became hard as marble and the sword broke. Pasuk Lamagimel, Pasuk 33. Hashem lo yazvenu biyado v'lo yashienu bihishavto.
Hashem will not leave him in his hand, nor suffer him to be condemned when he is judged. The wicked also refers to the evil inclination that preys upon men. All men think that they follow the right path, but only the tzaddik is at all times aware of the evil inclination and remains on guard. Accordingly, the pasuk says, Hashem will not leave the righteous man, nor suffer him to be condemned when he is judged. Our sages teach, man's physical impulse overpowers him daily, as it says, Hashem saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every impulse in the thought of his heart was only evil all of the day, as found in Chumash Bereishis. Said Rav Shimon ben Lakish, man's impulse overcomes him every day and wants to kill him. If not for Hashem helping him, he would be unable to survive. As it says, the wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. Hashem will not leave him in his hand, nor suffer him to be condemned when he is judged. It was taught in the Academy of Rabbi Shmuel, my son, if that knave has met you, draw him to the house of study. If he's like a stone, he will melt. If he's like iron, he will burst. Although Hashem helps a man overcome his evil impulse, he will not suffer him to be condemned when he is judged. Hashem rewards him as if he had conquered his impulse through his own power. Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Pasuk 34. Kaveh El Hashem Ushmor Darko V'Ruma Mimcho L'Reshes Eretz Bikores V'Shorim Tira. Wait with hope for Hashem and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. If you will trust in Hashem and keep his way, not to stray from all that he has commanded, he will exalt you to inherit the land. You will see when the wicked are cut off and then inherit their land. David later goes on to add that he has personally seen this. Keep his way, the singular form which corresponds to the teaching of our sages. Whoever keeps one mitzvah, his days are lengthened and filled with well-being, and he inherits the land. Accordingly, if you keep even one mitzvah meticulously in all its exact details, you may wait with hope for Hashem. He will give you the good life, exalt you to inherit the land. The years of your life will be so greatly increased that you will come to see when the wicked are cut off. This accords with the ruling of the Rambam, that when a man performs one mitzvah properly with all its conditions and required intentions, solely for the sake of heaven, he will on that account merit a share in the world to come. Pasuk Lamed Hei, Pasuk 35. Ra'isi Rasha Oritz Humisorek Ezrach Ra'anan. I seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a leafy tree in his native soil. He was like a moisture-filled tree, fresh and juicy, splendid to behold, like a native son whose identity and family are well known to all. Pasuk Lamed Vav, Pasuk 36. V'yavor v'hinei enenu v'vakshehu v'lo nimso. The once passed by, and lo, he was not. Yes, I saw him, but he could not be found. Despite his power and renown, he soon passed by. He was not. Yes, I saw him, but he could not be found, for he and his seed were cut off. Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Pasuk 37. Shmor Tom Urei Yashor Ki Achris Leisho. Mark the man of integrity, and behold the upright, for there is a future for the man of peace. Mark the man of integrity, and behold the upright. Look well into the ways of the wholehearted, the men of integrity, and learn from their deeds, for there is a future for the man of peace. Even if in the beginning he is not successful, but the future of the wicked will be cut off. In other words, when you see the wholehearted and the upright in trouble, look to their future. You will realize that there is a future for the man of peace. In the end, there is a peace for all of them. But the wicked man who spreads out like a leafy tree in its native soil will in the end be cut off from his place. Pasuk Lamed Ches, Pasuk 38. Poshim Nishmadu Yachtov Achriz Rishoim Nichrasa. But transgressors will be destroyed together, the future of the wicked will be cut off. Here the scripture makes a distinction between the wicked who sins out of passion and the transgressor who sins out of spite to anger Hashem. Punishment for the latter is swift. Soon after their success, they are destroyed. It appears as if they are destroyed together with their success.
The wicked endure longer, they will only be cut off in the future. Pasuk Lamed Tes, Pasuk 39. Ushuas tzadikim mehashem uuzam be'eis tzorim. But the salvation of the righteous is of Hashem. He is their stronghold in the time of trouble, and Hashem helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they have taken refuge in Him. When the time comes for the attribute of stern judgment to afflict the wicked, the righteous will be saved by Shem's deliverance, for He is their stronghold in the time of trouble. What is the proof that this will happen? For in the past we beheld Hashem's deliverance with our own eyes. He was their stronghold in the time of trouble, and He will also deliver them in the future, since they have taken refuge in Him. Although they did not fully place their trust in Him, but had taken refuge in Him only when afflicted, He delivers them and saves them. For it is better to take refuge in Hashem than to trust in man. Chapter 38, Pasuk 1. Mizmor de David lahaskir. A psalm of David to be a memorial. David composed the present psalm, for it is to be recited in times of trouble. It is a call upon the divine attribute of compassion. Whenever the Torah speaks of remembering or a memorial zechira, it signifies the attribute of compassion, as it says, and Hashem remembered Noah. Furthermore, David's intention was to remind men that they are to bless Hashem for the bad with the same joy as one blesses him for the good. Accordingly, he recalls the troubles and afflictions that beset him when he sang this psalm. To be a memorial ahaskir, as in the Kohen priest will make the memorial part, askarasa thereof, smoke upon the altar and offering. Chumash is found by Yikra. Suffering is a sacrificial offering that atones for sins. This is an allusion to David's own illness, when for 6 months he was beset by suffering. During this time he composed the present psalm. Let me not be forgotten as the dead are forgotten, he pleaded. May Hashem put an end to my afflictions. Pasuk Beis, Pasuk 2. Hashem al b'ketz b'cho sochichenu v'chamoschos yasreni. O Hashem, rebuke me not in your anger, neither chasten me in your wrath. Do not chasten me with the full attribute of stern judgment, neither chasten me in your wrath for the sins of the generation. Ketzer means open anger, while Chema means anger confined within the heart. David pleads that future admonition be in the form not of open anger, suffering witnessed by everyone, but in softer ways easily borne. Let affliction for past sins not be in the form of open anger, but as in the wrath. Similarly, the Medrash says in relation to the present verse, chastise me with good afflictions. When the weaver who weaves knows that his web is firm, he weaves with greater force. When it is not yet firm, his strokes are not forceful. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Ki chitzecho nichasu bi vatinchas ola yodecho. For your arrows are gone deep into me, and your hand has come down upon me. I accept suffering with love, David says, but I lack the strength to accept these afflictions of anger. Therefore rebuke me not in your anger, neither chasten me in your wrath. He speaks of affliction figuratively, as Hashem had come down with arrows, an allusion to the attribute of stern judgment. As it says, and Hashem came down to see the city, the tower which the children of men built. Pasuk Dalet, Ein Bisom Bitsori Bibnei Zamecho, Ein Sholom Batsomai Bibnei Chatosi. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation, neither is there any health in my bones because of my sin. My flesh is so distressed that there is no soundness or health in my flesh. Some explain, I am so diseased that I no longer possess a human form. There is no health in my bones, which are normally stronger than my flesh. The pain is terrible. David is so seared with sickness and suffering that the smallest hurt is unbearable. Either he pleaded, O Hashem, rebuke me not in your anger, neither chasten me in your wrath, and now he explains his plea, O Hashem, spare me an angry wound. Even the smallest wound pains me, because your arrows have gone deep into me, and your hand has come down upon me. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation. Neither is there any health in my bones because of my sin. My sin causes me pain even in my bones. Pasuk Hey, Pasuk 5. Ki avonasai avru roshi kemasa chobed yichpedu mimeni. For my iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. David justifies the divine judgment against him. If there's no soundness in my flesh, and my wound is from the sole of my foot to my head, it is because my iniquities are gone over my head. Many and terrible are my sins. As a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. For I do not have the merit to endure such a burden of iniquities. Why do they weigh me down so much? For they are mipnei, from me, caused by my own hand. Figuratively, David speaks of his iniquities as many waters that have gone over his head, and he drowns in them. The Medrash says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, great is the power of repentance. A man but considers in his heart to repent, and immediately he rises all the way up to the throne of glory. As the prophet Hosea said, return, O Israel, to Hashem your God. David says, if you will be exacting in your judgment to punish me in your anger, there will be nothing left of me, for my iniquities are gone over my head. They weigh me down like a heavy burden that is too heavy for me. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Have Ishu Namaku Chaburosoi Bepnei Yibalti. My wounds stink, they fester because of my foolishness. David goes on to explain what is meant by there is no soundness in my flesh. That is, my sounds stink, they fester. The wounds and bruises in the flesh are full of stinking pus. The skin festers and cracks, and dripping pus befouls the skin. It is all because of my foolishness and not having kept Hashem's way. David likens his sins to a raw illness that infects others. My wounds stink, they fester, and as a result they cause others to become infected. Similarly, Yeshayahu said, from the sole of the foot to the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and festering sores. A passage again is found in Sefer Yeshayahu, which also cause infection in others. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Na'avesi shachosi ad me'od kolayom koder hilachti. I am bent and bowed down greatly. I go mourning all day. I was seized by convulsions, and my body was twisted and bent by my excessive illness. I go mourning all day long without pause, my face darkened and clouded. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Ki chasoloi molu niklev ein meso metzori. For my loins are filled with burning, and there is no soundness in my flesh. My loins are beset by fever and trembling. Once the body fever subsides, this is normally followed by recovery, but in my case there was no soundness in my flesh afterwards. Then again David says figuratively, because my loins are filled with burning passion, I fell into sin, and now there is no soundness in my flesh. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Nefugosi v'nidkesi ad me'od sha'akti minahamas libi. I am benumbed and sore crushed. I groan and roar by reason of the moaning of my heart. I became weak and benumbed. My groaning was like the roar of a lion because of the moaning of my heart. Pasuk Yud. Adonai negdecho kol tavasi v'anchasi mimcho lo nistor. Hashem, all my desires before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you. Whether I roar like a lion or I keep from roaring like a lion, my desire is clearly known to you, and my sighing because of my illnesses is not hidden from you. Then again David says, I do not turn to the physicians with my plea for life. All my wishes I set out before you. Another interpretation says, all that I really want is to be in your favor. If there's anything I desire, the things of this world, such as eating and drinking, it's only in order to be able to fulfill your will. Even when I sigh and groan for lack of what I need in this world, it is not hidden from you that this too is for your sake. Similarly, his son Shlomo said, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. It's a pasuk that's found in Mishle. Give your heart to my God, not to the passions within you. A more literal reading of Nekdecho is against you, and it yields the interpretation although you see that all the things which I desire are against your will, my sighing is not hidden from you. You also see how deeply I regret this all the time. A subtle interpretation says, all my yearning and my desire is to always be before you, and the reason for my sighing is also not hidden from you. I do not want them to be hidden from you, for I do not want anything to be hidden between us. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Lefis charcha azavani chochi ve'or enai gamhein ein itin. My heart flutters, my strength fails me, as for the light of my eyes is also gone from me. My heart flutters, I am enveloped in sorrow, and my thoughts go round and around. My strength fails me, for as the light of my eyes is also gone from me. I am like a man suffering from an illness whose strength and eyesight are greatly weakened. The light of the eyes is linked to the condition of the heart. Hence he says, my heart flutters, and the light of my eyes is also gone from me. Pasuk Yedbeis, Pasuk 12. O Havai Verei Mineged Nigi Yamodu Ukrovai Merochok Omodu. My friends and my companions stand aloof from my plague, and my kinsmen stand far off. David complains that his friends and companions have moved away from him, and those who pretended to love him when it was to their benefit do not stand by him in time of trouble. They stand aloof as from a plague and do not come to his assistance. Even those who claimed kinship with him now stand afar off. He said earlier that my wounds stink, they fester, and for this reason all of his friends and companions stand aloof far away from him. Not only his friends and companions have abandoned him, but also my kinsmen stand far off. They stand in readiness to flee even farther away from him. Seen as a direct continuation of the previous pasuk, David says, my heart flutters, my strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it also is gone from me. Normally, when a man's eyesight is stricken, he can still use his strength. If his strength too is gone, then his friends and kinsmen come to his assistance. But here my friends and my companions stand aloof, and my kinsmen stand afar off. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk 13. Vayenakshu mevakshe nafshi vidorshe ro'osi dibru havos umirmos kol hayom yegu. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak crafty devices and utter deceits all the day. Although my friends and companions, as well as my kinsmen, stand afar from me, they do not speak maliciously against me. But those that seek after my life lay snares to trap and kill me. They that seek my hurt speak crafty devices. They say harsh things to me. As Eov's friends said to him, it's not your fear of God based on foolishness, as are your hope and the integrity of your ways. Similarly, our sages teach, if one is ill or suffers affliction, do not say to him what the friends of Eov said to Eov. Accordingly, David too says here, they utter deceits all the day. They tell me to get well, but they really want me to die. Pasuk Yudalit, Pasuk 14. Ve'ani checheresh lo eshmoch ilem lo yiftach pi. But I am as a deaf man, I hear not, and I am as dumb man that opens not his mouth. I hear what they say against me, pretend to be deaf to their words. Even when not in their presence, I refrain from speaking against them. I am as dumb man that opens not his mouth. Pasuk Tesvav, Pasuk 15. Ve'ehi ki'ish ashelo shomeyav ein befiv tchochos. Yes, I am become as a man that hears not, and in whose mouth are no arguments. I am as one who does not understand what is said to him, and who has no arguments to present against his attackers. Another interpretation says, they caused me anguish. They began by praising me, and ended by condemning me. So I am no longer affected by their words. I am become as a man that hears not. Even when they condemn me, I do not protest. There are no arguments in my mouth. Pasuk Tezayin, Pasuk 16. For in you, O Hashem, do I hope. You will answer, O Hashem, my God. I do not place my hope and trust in them. So why should I engage them in argument and oppose their words? Only in you, O Hashem, do I hope. You will answer, O Hashem, my God, who are the master of all. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pasuk 17. Ki amarti pen yismuchu li b'mot ragli olai higdilu. For I said, lest they rejoice over me when my foot slips, they magnify themselves against me. The singer says, I remain silent, lest my enemies rejoice over me. If I reply harshly, later they may rejoice when they see my downfall. When my foot slips, they will magnify themselves against me. They will gloat, oh, you boasted of your deliverance. If a man insults and abuses another and gets no response, he suffers on two accounts. One, he cannot add even more arrogance to his insults. Two, he suffers when others praise his victim's self-control in keeping silent. Thus David says here, for I said, lest they rejoice over me to increase their insults. Experience has taught me that when my foot slips, they will magnify themselves against me to ridicule and laugh at me. Pasuk Yudches, Pasuk 18. Ki ani litzela nachonu machovi nekvi samid. For I am ready to limp halt, and my pain is continually before me. Another reason for my silence is that I am ready to limp. So overwhelmed am I by my illness, I limp even when just standing. My pain is continually before me. I cannot forget it even for a moment, and so my mind is not free to respond to my detractors. An additional reason why I do not answer them is that I declare my iniquity to Hashem, and I cannot forget it. I'm full of care because of my sin. I realize they condemn me because of my sins. Some explain, for I'm ready to limp, and my pain is continually before me. I worry because I am already used to being afflicted and expect to suffer. Pasuk Yutes, Pasuk 19. Ki avoni agid edag mechatosi. For I declare my iniquity, I'm full of care because of my sin. My heart keeps telling me my iniquity, I'm full of care, that it will cause me to limp, and that my pain will remain continually before me. I'm not worried about my deliberate sins, for I know that I will confess them and repent, but I'm full of anxiety over unwitting sins. It is commendable to show concern over one's spiritual decline. A sage once told a worried man, if your worry concerns matters of this world, may Hashem lessen your worry, but if it concerns matters of the world to come, may Hashem increase your worry. Similarly, the singer says here, for I declare my iniquity, I am full of care because of my sin. Another interpretation says, I confess my iniquity, but I am full of care because my confession does not come from the depth of my heart. Similarly, we recite in our confessional prayer, for the sin that I have sinned through confession of the mouth. At times, one's confession lacks sincerity. In the present pasuk, David gives four reasons why he acted as he did. One, for in you, O Hashem, do I hope, therefore you will answer. O Hashem, my God, Hashem helps the abused and the ashamed to not abuse and shame others. Two, for I said, lest they rejoice over me. When my foot slips, they magnify themselves against me. One who humiliates another is himself humiliated, especially if the humiliated person remains silent. Three, for I am ready to limp, and my pain is continually before me. As we learned previously, when one does not expect pain, the pain that comes is felt that much more keenly. Four, for I declare my iniquity and admit my guilt. As our sages teach, a man does not agree to hear rebuke unless he has accused himself. Pasuk Chav, Pasuk 20. V'oyvai chayim otsemu v'rabu sonai shoker. But my enemies are strong in health, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. My enemies live luxuriously in peace and well-being, and they have many sons and possessions. But they still hate me without cause, though I am poor and oppressed. Pasuk Chav Aleph, Pasuk 21. Umishalmei ro tachas tova, istanuni tachas redofi tov. They also that repay evil for good have hated me because I followed the thing that is good. By right they should love me, yet they hate me. I do not know the reason except that they have hated me because I followed the thing that is good, and they followed the thing that is evil. Pasuk Chof Beis, Pasuk 22, Al Tazveni Hashem Elokai, Al Tirchak Mimeni, forsake me not, O Hashem, O my God, be not far from me. Pasuk Chof Gimel, Chusho Lezrasi Adonai Tishuasi, make haste to help me, O Hashem, my deliverance. David pleads, they think that no one can help me, therefore forsake me not, O Hashem, O my God, be not far from me, be close to hear my cry. My friends and my companions stand aloof, and my kinsmen are afar off. So I ask of you, forsake me not, O Hashem, my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Hashem, my deliverance. You are the master of my deliverance. There is no one else. Pasuk, chapter 39, Pasuk 1. Lam netzeyach ledisun mizmor de David. For the conductor for Yedusun, a psalm of David. David composed his psalm for his conductor. Some say that one of his conductors was named Yedutun, and it was also the name of a musical instrument. According to this interpretation, David composed this psalm for his conductor Yedutun. According to another opinion, Yedutun is Haman, as it appears from Divrei Hayomim. Pasuk Beis. Omarti Eshmero Dorochai Mechato Vilshoni Eshmero Lefi Machson Beod Roshu Lenekli. I said, I will take heed of my ways, that I do not sin with my tongue. I will keep a curb upon my mouth while the wicked is before me. I said, I will take heed of my conduct, so that I do not sin with my tongue. In my sickness and pain, I said, I would not speak against the truth. I will keep a curb upon my mouth and guard with my heart the groan of my pain, lest the wicked rejoice at my trouble. During his illness, he did not know whether to speak or to keep silent, for he found no respite in the one or the other. Similarly, Eov said, though I speak, my pain is not assuaged, and though I forbear, what am I eased? Therefore I resolved in my heart, I will take heed of my ways of talking, that I do not sin with my tongue. I will keep a curb upon my mouth, that no word should escape me, especially while the wicked is before me, for he would rejoice mightily to hear me commit sin with my tongue. So I was dumb with silence, yet my silence did not help me. I held my peace but had no comfort. My silence did not bring back the good things that had ceased for me. Not only was I not healed, but my pain was stirred up. My heart was hot with me while I was musing in my silence. The fire imprisoned in my bones burnt, and I found no respite, so I decided to speak. Then I spoke with my tongue to complain of my pain. When I see a wicked man prosper, and doubts arise in my heart, I say to myself, I will take heed of my ways, that I do not sin with my tongue. We will continue, Mitzvah Shem, in our next shir.